It's a Daily Talk Show, episode 304.
We got DJ Shergs in the building.
Damn right you do.
Is that the DJ name?
It is the DJ name, which was ironic, but now it's sort of taken its own turn.
Yeah, it just came to me. I felt it.
Leon Shergren, you're joining us for Fat Fridays. Thanks for being here. You are the executive producer of a radio show in Australia or in Melbourne specifically.
Yep. Does it go out across Australia like later on?
No, I don't think it does actually. No, well, just Melbourne.
It's also a podcast, which is, it's a global show.
Correct. Mm.
The
correct.
EP of a global show, but then again, so is Mr. 97.
Yeah. Correct.
A producer, well, EP, fuck. Oh. That went real up when...
He's got an EP set. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
I didn't think that was a mistake, but now it's recorded, so he has to be the EP.
We'll talk money after the show.
Leon,
yes.
You and I work together. We've been, you've been on the show before, all that sort of stuff.
That was like within the 100, wasn't it? That was
I reckon it was just after 100, yeah.
You know who should know? The EP. If he is the EP, he'll know.
He'll know in 20 seconds. If you know right now.
If you guess it before you look.
You get EP status. Yeah. EPs.
Ooh,
you
this
get,
is a good
it's,
one.
It's close to 100K a year EPs get. 100K.
I already said it was within the 100. Well, I could have led him down a rabbit hole in the wrong direction.
130.
I think I was fucking overseas in 130.
I'm pretty sure I said. I just told you. That it was within 100.
Oh, within a...
I said it was within 100. Mate, you failed. You've
done.
Lost your title. Anyway,
I reckon it was 109 or something like that.
109.
Just want to say quickly, you're top. Yes. If you're listening, you can't see it, obviously. It says Nocky. You might be mistaken that it says Gucci from
it's
afar.
It's the Gucci logo and font, but it says Gnocchi.
I didn't actually – the funny thing
I
is –
I knew you would not get it.
No, I actually thought – I was like, that was a fancy involved. Well, Gnocchi is not pop culture, is it? Which is more pop culture? Gucci. Or
Gnocchi? No. That top is more pop culture than Gucci because it's what the kids have done.
Can you guess?
Let's take the expensive shit and make it cheap and funny.
Tommy, can you guess where Leon used to work as a job?
Oh, yeah, I know. Because you worked there with a friend that I knew. Chris Gordon Walker, was it?
Wait, don't say full name.
Yes, I'll say who I want. Chris, shout out, Chris. Crowd, I know you'd love a shout out. Get a great wine business.
I've had a few jobs. I didn't just work there.
Yeah, which one?
Maybe not, it's not Chris one. Went to Superdry. There was what, Levi's or the...
JJ's.
Novelty shirt. They were like novelty shirts.
Did that? Were they
big on the novelty shirts?
They were the ones that had always had. Oh, actually, it's still around, but I don't think they do novelty shirts anymore. They were the ones that had like.
It's because they'll be sued if they rip off people.
Yeah. They were the ones that had FBI, like federal body inspector.
It's a bit creepy now.
If found, return. You know, dot dot dot.
Yeah,
like it was the kind of place where every time when I was working. A middle-aged couple would come in and a guy would not believe it could be written on a shirt. It's like, oh, Mary, have a look at this one. you can't do that.
It's the same guy who's in Bali getting really excited. Absolutely, on a Kuda, just going along the beach. Just like
or
that, put it on a t-shirt.
How much?
Yeah. We can get our actual, they personalize them too. You can get your own name.
He's the American that wears the NASA t-shirt. There are so many people that wear
cool. love NASA.
That's hipster cool.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't think so. They're wearing it ironically though.
No, yeah, that's what I gauge. Yeah. I gauge that they're full big nerds, like rockets, spaceships.
I think it's cool. I thought I nearly got one. But I feel like I need to learn more about space before I get one.
Yeah.
Potentially.
Nah.
Anyway.
No. I also worked at Video Easy. That was my other job.
Really?
Yeah.
What sort of perks did you get working at Video
Free
Easy?
Free rentals.
Okay.
I heard something interesting about Blockbuster recently. Mm. So at a time where their business was thriving, they made $800 million in a year based on late fees.
Correct.
And it was at a time when they were looking at potentially pivoting to streaming services. The board decided not to. Wasn't a great idea. Why would we remove our late fees? And they fucked it. They really fucked it.
Yeah, I think they had like Netflix approached one of them to have a deal. Do you know what happened before... Like streaming services, the mail out service. Did you get it?
So before,
so you'd have to know like a few days in advance what movie you want.
Yeah,
it was really quick. The thing is that there was one in Australia called Quickflix.
Quickflix, that's the one.
And so that we didn't have Netflix, the mail out service in Australia. They had Netflix in the US, and that's where it was. And Quickflix was that version here. The thing was that I actually had them come after me. They sent me to a credit. Like what's that called? A company coming after me for money.
Debt collector. Yeah.
Had a debt collector come after me because they were saying there's no late fees, impossible to get late fees, right? Because when you're done with it, you return it. However, what they don't say is if you close your account and don't return the DVDs that you had mailed out to, they will then
instantly become a debt.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So that's what happened. I like had forgotten. It was one of those subscriptions. Loved a subscription. Got like, oh, I can get six DVDs out of the time. It came from Perth. Jeez. Like that's how far the DVD
had. And it also came in the mail, which is the problem. Yeah, shit gets lost.
And
in
it
the
was
mail.
A DVD. That's another.
Yeah, back then, like DVDs were like $60. But
Oh no, DVDs. Disney was 60. Like it wasn't actually that long ago. It would have been 2010.
But there was a point before. You could buy DVDs where you could only just rent them. Mm.
Really?
I think it was such, they cost a lot. Like videos used to cost a lot as well. Like before, you know, you could buy them. The rental commodities,
Do you remember Disney actually, I remember Mum got Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs on DVD and she said that Disney.
Who for?
Who's it for? What's it for?
Yeah, who was it for, Lynn? And what was it
for? I don't know. The reason she bought it though was because she said Disney are only making this available on DVD every 20 years.
Yeah, they put them. So Disney has a thing called The Vault.
Okay.
To make their copies of their DVDs more, you know, worth more money, they release them on video or DVD and then they take them off shelves for 5 to 6 years.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when it comes out, people rush out and buy them again.
Yeah. And recently, there was something that happened with that recently?
I think Disney's launching a streaming service. So all of them will be available on Disney Plus, I think it's called.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I heard something about closing the vault.
Yeah, that was
closing
of this.
The vault on all of the previous stuff. Ah, okay. All right. Leon. I don't know. I feel strange. No. You've met Mr. 97 for the first time.
Yes.
First impressions of the young man.
Mm. See a lot of myself in him. He's a EP in the making. but very meek, I would say the word. Shy, meek.
Meek. Mm. When I think of meek, I think like if my hand was
soft. If someone, I think like if you shake my hand, it'd be like this. It'd be like a dead fish. I feel like that's
didn't
meek.
Say that. He had a firm handshake.
No. That's my my version of meek.
I would use in sort of a more sort of like a fit. Me slapping you in a face with a fish.
I feel like meek is like a shy, you know, reserved person. They sort of observing and waiting for the right time.
97. Can you look up the word meek for us? How would you even spell that?
M-E-E-K.
Meek.
Yeah.
I feel like because you can spell it, you're in a better chance of us than us.
I am. Meek. No, I think, look, he's a lovely guy. He's, you know, compared to you two, he's very quiet.
Yeah. No, true.
97.
It's quiet, gentle and easily imposed on. Submissive.
Easily imposed on, absolutely.
Yeah. Baby is very easily imposed on.
Since he's met us, he's tried wine, he's tried beer.
And what today, else?
Yeah.
Fat Fridays. Hey, can you get those fucking dumplings out of the plastic bag? It's giving me anxiety.
No, hang on. Steam dumplings are fine because they're continuing to be steamed. This is not hot chips, Josh. It's not like the plastic bag hot chips.
Because that was the one, like at KFC, I don't know if they still do it, but they would use plastic bags. And the big...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Basically, when the Jansons would go through the KFC...
And the Jansons had a night in the town.
Yeah. Richard Jansen would be like, get the fucking chips out of the... Like, just as a first thing.
You don't want a sweaty chip.
Absolutely
not. You do not want a sweaty chip.
Not a soggy chip.
So today, we've literally just gone to get dumplings because Mr. 97 has never had a dumpling.
Outrageous.
How many dumplings have you had?
You know what they look like. Is this a weird... Okay, yeah, cool. I don't know. You were saying before this, you're intent on 100 dumplings.
Yeah, I was, but then I got there.
Which is excessive. And it's a lot.
I realised that 100 is excessive. So I've gone for about 36.
Well, the thing is that Tommy will say these things without much thought, but he has to be careful what he says because I will hold him to account.
Oh, yeah,
if we went to like a dumpling restaurant in the city, you get like an 18 as like the minimum, right?
Yeah.
Whereas this was like.
I don't think you do. I think you get 8 to 12 pieces.
Nah, there's a place I go to.
Well, is that Shanghai?
Yeah, there's one of those at Shanghai. Dumplings, or there's one in Malvern, 18 pieces.
Could
so
we
Amy
do
and
some
I
sort of
literally just get pork dumplings and that's it.
And that's a minimum?
Well, yeah, so it's like there's no – here you could get 6 or 12. I was like, 9 or 12. I was like, no chance. I want 18.
Hi at thedailytalkshow.com. Which one do you think that place is that has an 18 minimum?
I know 100%. One in Malvern Road. Can't remember the name.
18 seems like a lot. What if you just went in by yourself? Like 18 is a lot for one person.
Can you write that down?
It's only $11.
I'll check that out on the show.
Because you want to go there? Because you want to prove me wrong?
No, I want to prove you wrong. And I think
if you do prove me wrong, go there at least because they are great dumplings.
Now, you mentioned the other day on the podcast, dumplings, which are amazing. These are these dumplings that have like there's meat pie dumplings, mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Like they're good. They're
modern
next
day.
But I didn't want to like. I want his first great, time to just your classic shitty joint.
Yeah.
And you get the dumplings.
So what did you get?
So I got pan fried dumplings. I got pork and vegetarian. Pork steamed vegetarian ones. I think he needs to try steamed to start with.
Yeah.
Mr. 97, can you come in? I actually give you my spot.
How does one eat a dumpling? I just put the whole thing in my mouth.
I'd do that as well. Yeah. Gotta be careful.
Are you gonna start with with the steamed? Start with the pork, the one in the middle. Yeah. Okay. Here we go. So Mr. 97, he's using chopsticks. Here we go. I'm not good with chopsticks. So I'm not going to.
You know what? They're hard with the chopsticks as well because they just fall apart.
We'll give him one more go with the chopsticks.
No, you're almost there.
Describe it. Oh, I love that
he's
sound.
Eating.
No, really? Talk now. I love when people talk and eat.
That was good.
That was the pork one?
Yeah, try the vegetarian one now. Yeah, he doesn't know.
I have no idea.
Some sort of try the veggie.
Yeah, try the veggie.
Use his hand.
No, I got it.
No, this is now off. You got to eat all them. The. You can't. If you get two, you just have to eat them. Here we go. He's eating a vegetarian one. I'm just curious.
The first one was better.
That was quick. I don't even know if the filling hit your mouth before you were able to tell. Baby doesn't like veggies.
It's very weird when you say that.
He actually loves vegetables. Don't you?
Yeah, the pork one's good.
Now the shit's out of the way. Go to the fried one.
Why did we get any steam, to be honest?
Well, you don't put it in there.
Is that soy sauce or is that the that's the vinegar one?
Yeah, this
he
is good.
Freaked out. He's like, oh, vinegar. I was like, mate, it's not white vinegar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Tastes like it.
Oh, vinegar. What do you mean? Oh, okay. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Yeah. All right, yeah, have one and then I've got something else I wanted you to do for us. Yeah, is that okay? This is making great podcast audio material.
The first one,
yeah,
is the best.
So steamed pork.
Steamed pork is better than even the. Can we have one now, please? Very, very quickly. What I wanted to do, Mr. 97, could you please do us a favor? And so when I said to Leon, I want to have you on the show, Leon.
Mm.
One of the main reasons was because it was going to conclude. One of the biggest arcs that we've ever done on the show, which was the walkie-talkie arc.
You've forgotten the name. Wasn't it CB Club or something?
The
was it
3 kilometre Club.
3 kilometre Club.
So the 3 kilometre Club.
Memory.
I said if you're in within 3 kilometres of where we do the show,
yes,
let us know because we want to give you a walkie-talkie and to test out to see how it works.
Yeah.
You live just down the road.
Yes, yep.
I reckon probably 400 metres line of sight.
Yeah, probably. And let's not get into distance again because that was frustrating to listen to.
Did you know? You'll be proved, that's why he wants to prove me wrong with the dumpling thing because I proved him really wrong.
Yeah.
Because it was actually 42 metres from.
Yeah. Yeah. So, anyway, probably 400.
400. Yeah. Anyway, but we didn't get there because the walkie-talkie thing was a nightmare.
Yeah.
However, we have the walkie-talkies.
Yep.
And I thought maybe, Mr. 97, what we can get you to do is when it came to the dumplings –
yeah.
What did I say that they were sort of reminded me of a little bit?
Again,
I've got no idea.
Spring. What did I say?
Oh, Dim Sims.
Dim Sims. Yeah.
And you've never had a Dim Sim.
No, never had a Dim Sim.
So what I was thinking is, can you please pass the walkie-talkies?
Are we sending him out on a mission?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We're going to send him out. I'm just going to turn on. Can you please put it on channel one? Just do a radio check, please. Yeah.
Radio check, 1-2, radio
check. Don't do the number thing, but that was good.
What? Why not? What does 1-2 mean?
1-2 is like he's an audio engineer on a concert. You don't say 1-2.
Rubber ducky, is that what you were?
Radio check, please, radio check. Why did it stop? Did you stop something there?
Nah, no, it's just...
All right, I'm not going to waste any more time on the walkie-talkie. One last time.
Yeah, seems to happen every time.
Radio check.
Doesn't work. We fucked it.
What have you done?
He hasn't charged
no,
it.
No. They're dead. I definitely have charged it.
Is it dead?
I'm going to give it one more go.
This is the last time.
It's a 97 turn radio, it off. Pretend radio it doesn't do anything for
radio
you.
Radio. Yeah, great. Right, okay, cool. Yeah. All right, Mr. 97, can you go? Can we give him a card or something so he doesn't have to use
my
money?
My thing over there.
Does he need, you can pay pass?
You can pay pass.
Oh, it's going to have a minimum probably $10 at these
rates. Right. Where's
he
going? Do what you need to do.
So, Mr. 97, can you please go to the closest Dim Sim place?
Yeah, down to the end of Easy Street, turn right, and then it's like the first faux roll place you'll see. Go in there.
Okay, and can you please also walkie-talkie when you get just out of the building? Thank you. Just say...
Yeah, daddy needs updates.
Can you just say, baby boy, can you just say...
Baby boy calling in? Baby's checking in.
Baby's checking in. Okay, thank you.
This is great.
Glad we're
but how about that?
Not you pay even, him, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Can you believe it?
So he's laughing.
You've only just moved into this neighbourhood.
Yes. Well, no, actually, I was renting here.
Oh, that's right.
Just around the corner. And I've just moved.
He was quick. Thanks, baby. Over. Can you hear me? Over.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay. Well, at least we know his side's working.
You could use a phone.
Yeah, that's okay, but can you hear me? Over.
He can. That's why he responded and said, Jesus, that's why it doesn't sound so good.
You just
Leon's
press,
getting bored.
I'm just going to give another dumpling.
You just press the call button. Try again without pressing the call button. Over. All right, anyway, we'll just have it coming in. The walkie-talkie thing annoys the fuck out of me.
We learned it, though.
But the thing is that I think it's because they're shit. If you would have let me hire some proper good Uniden ones.
If Uniden actually got back to us, anyway, then it would have been a different story. Have you ever had something seriously fail? Before we get to your movie and story, like on the Fifi, Fev and Byron show, have you had something fail?
Like something on the show?
I just like this kind of stuff. Like, I think the difference is you guys, there's a lot of money riding on you're doing.
I can't think of any like a proper example, but on the show, I think we embrace shitness. Like, if things go wrong, a lot of other shows want to be smick and like really, you know, professional. And then if something goes wrong, it's a huge issue. But with us, if something goes wrong, we talk about it on air and own it because then it's funny and endearing. And you know, I can't think of this. There has been a lot of things.
Is that a conscious decision? Is that from the powers that be above?
Yeah, kind of. Damn, we've had conversations just that. Releases it's
yeah he's checking in that's him checking in he checking may in. Have stumbled and accidentally pressed it but he checked in.
Yeah, there was a walkie talkie there.
Yeah, I can't think of any
big fuck ups.
You know, actually when I was on a different show called Dan and Maz, which was a drive show, we did the show out of Melbourne, but it was a national show around Australia, and we had one time that we you might have been involved in this. Were you around for Pamela Vanderson?
Oh, yeah, and there was one in Bondi. You sent it to Bondi.
We had, essentially for a company, we had a van that we bought and we did it up and we got to name it and paint it and essentially we drove it, let it drive around Australia and people could hire it out. So, like, I've got a wedding, I need to get there, or, you know, I've got a prom or whatever it is and people could, what are you smoking
at? I just thought it was funny, prom.
Yeah.
But anyway. It's very American, I suppose, you know, what, a dead, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And... that the movie or the TV show The Inbetweeners, the UK comedy show, the sequel to that movie was the premiere was happening in the Gold Coast, and we got in touch with the film company and said, hey, we've got this van, it's very Australian, do you want us to pick the guys up and drop them at the premiere? And they're like, yeah, sure, and we'll do an interview and record it and that sort of stuff.
The actors?
The actors, the cast. So the four,
that's great.
The four cast, and then the director was just going to be sitting in the front.
Who was driving?
One of your friends, Tom.
Tom Bell.
His job was to drive it around the country.
That's right.
So he had the driver in the front and we had the director in the passenger seat, and then we had the four cast members and then Dan and Maz the host. So they would conduct the interview during the drive, drop them off, you know, great promotion for us, etc.
Closing the loop, the Bondi thing, I remember now. Tom, when I was living in Bondi, I called me. He's like, bro, I'm driving this fucking van. I'm going to be in Bondi. If you're around, I'll come grab you. It didn't end up happening, but that's where the Bondi thing came in.
But we picked up the cast, and because there was no room for any other sort of audio producers or digital producers, we had it all set up, running, ready to go.
Yeah.
They took a while to come down from the hotel. They finally got in. They got stuck in traffic.
Oh, no.
And something happened. So either way, there was a few issues. So the audio stopped after 5 minutes.
Oh, no.
The video stopped after 5 minutes.
You're using GoPros or something?
Yeah, we had GoPros. So all we had was a GoPro at the front that just had the driver, Tom, your mate Tom, who looks like a homeless man. and the director of the film.
Oh, he's got the dim sims. Very quick. What type of dim sims? Over.
What?
Fried would be crispy.
Yeah. Have they got meat inside?
Yes.
No one knows what's inside a dim sim.
I think so.
Think so.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Don't ask
get him fried and esteemed.
Yeah, don't ask a guy who's never had a dim sim about the dim sim details.
Did you get fried over?
I've got four of them.
The crispy ones. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, crispy ones. Over.
Great.
Mission complete. Over.
He's going to make it back first.
It's getting really choppy. It's cutting out.
Don't worry. No, we're done.
This is where you just stop talking. This is your problem. You stop. You just ask a question, but hardly even ask a question. You said, all right, all done.
Okay. I'm all done.
Long story Thanks, short. Mate.
Over.
We didn't have any of the interview footage from the in-betweeners, just a video, a grainy video of your mate driving the director of this film and not talking.
Embracing that shitness, though, would be quite funny.
Oh, we absolutely did.
So you talked about it.
We talked about that. That's always been for some reason, I like to embrace the shitness.
Yeah. A lot. What's the other option?
Yeah.
Exactly is to try and hide
you
it.
You try and bury it and it just, people can tell. Yeah.
It smells exactly. more.
Oh, is there a show?
Spreads it around.
Yeah. Is there a show that you're willing to out that actually does the opposite?
Because
only because I feel like it's lots of radio stations are trying to take the piss of themselves. Quick.
Yeah.
No, I can't really think of any others. Like, I think most people should actually do that.
Yeah. Probably the Ryan Seacrests and shit. Are
probably
those
sort of overly produced, countdown shows.
Sorry, he's got the best. You've done well, son. Oh. You've got the South Melbourne Market dim sims.
They're terrifying.
Do we just get come one at least here and just take your first bite he and said, then rack off? Yeah.
He said we got four, so that means we get one each.
Yeah, there you go, Mr.
All right, here we go. Seven.
Just a big bite into the microphone.
Yeah, into the mic.
No, into the microphone, into the mic. You animal.
Not that he couldn't hear it. Good. That was more into all right, Tommy's
now go,
shoulder.
We'll go. We'll
and
talk
then,
to you.
Yeah, we'll talk about it over there.
Whoever wants one can have
Yeah, thank you. Do you want to help yourself first, Leon?
There you go.
So did anyone get in trouble for that, though? Like,
actually, yeah, it was a... That was a weekend where there was no bosses around for some reason. It was a big conference and I made the executive decision as the executive producer to go up there and they weren't a fan of it. And then something happened in our host. We had a big night to celebrate or commiserate what happened. And he had a few drinks, fell over and knocked his head, ended up in hospital.
Oh, no.
It was a rough night. And so.
Dan DeBoof, we've had on the show.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
If you have him again, ask him to tell that story. He owes me a night in hospital.
Oh, so you hit your head?
No, he hit his head.
No, he hit
you actually.
But we had to take him to the hospital because he literally fell backwards on the corner of a sharp table.
Oh, jeez.
And there's a chunk of skin and hair. Oh. It was a big one.
So you've moved in close by.
Yes, I have moved in close by.
Yeah. Funnily enough, I feel like maybe I like to think of it as a character. The character that I played at Fifi and Jules was an annoying...
Is that a character?
It was. I'm going to say...
Josh
I'm
has this blurred line between...
Oh, the annoying character,
The person he is in life and then the... It's all for content.
It's all for content.
Always be contenting.
ABC.
Do you know how many people say ABC now from this, listening to you on this show?
Really?
Yeah.
Happy about that.
Yeah. Type in ABC.
ABC guys. No, always saying, be find out when he was on the show.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's
he's
right.
He's the EP. He can't do shit around here.
He's not the EP.
I'll do it later on, don't worry.
Unless he's 100. If it's EP 130, then he can be.
Then he's EP.
Oh, yeah, good point.
On a side note, do you think that Mr. 97 would be able to sit in on one of your shows just to watch you work?
To learn how an EP works.
Actually does his job.
Would you? Is that something you could make happen?
Of course.
Making
dreams come true.
Would you like to sit in?
Yeah, that'd be amazing.
What's happened there is you've asked before. you've asked because he probably has no interest, and now you've just thrown him under the bus.
I feel Mr. 97 loves firsts.
Oh, 124.
124. Overreaction again. 124, though.
That's pretty good, though.
That's actually closer.
Because you know what happened?
You went away.
We recorded a few a lot before you went away. Mm.
And I put, that is so, so I fucked that's, up. I'm sorry.
I was filler.
It was a prime time Friday spot. But I played an annoying character within our team.
No, you were the guy. That's you, Josh.
He's a method actor.
it's probably a blurred line because I didn't do much on air content. So. Yeah. You could say. I did piss my pants.
Did you honestly think you were being a character, or is that just hindsight's crystal clear?
I think that there's an element where it's like I'm just going to be myself, and it seems to rattle a few people.
But then that's you, dude.
Yeah.
So you're being you.
Yeah, but I was being unapologetically me. So you should be being you. Yeah,
you're
when Byron would be annoyed, when anyone would be annoyed, I'd be like, "That's just me."
Yeah.
But for some reason, it was I was pigeonholed into that character. Which just so happens to be me.
Okay.
And so it was an annoying characteristic when you just moved into your new place and I texted and like, hey, bro, I'm out the front. I'm checking out apartments in your building.
I was literally, it was moving day. And this guy was literally at the front just watching me move in. You did offer to help.
I did. Thank I think you. I helped with one plastic box.
Yeah.
Maybe.
It's called Tupperware. And it's 50, 40 centimetres.
It's a little bit like that. No, but yeah. Got to meet the parents.
Because you were looking, inspecting yeah. an apartment in my building.
Yeah. So where
which I actually thought, is this a good thing or a bad yeah. thing?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Well, I was
Josh is an
I was a Povo renter. I was very impressed that you bought, you know, this is your first.
Yeah.
Hang on. This guy's had a job for 10 years with the company. You've been working with
Southern Cross? Yeah, just 10 years with that company. Yeah, Southern Cross Austereo.
It must make it so much easier when it comes to like getting a mortgage and shit because they're like.
Oh, yeah. You'd think so. Surely.
You'd think so.
Hopefully.
Well, was it easy?
Yeah, it was kind of easy. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
And so how many places, because we spoke to Christian Hull when we had him on about buying places. Oh, yeah,
I was talking to him about this as well.
What's the process in buying a place for someone in their early 30s?
Getting the paperwork done first or pre-approvals done before looking because you find somewhere you like and then I found a place I liked and I didn't have the paperwork ready and I missed it.
Oh, no.
But it worked out well because it was in that building, same building, and the new one I've got is a lot better.
So do you get a certain amount? Do you say like if your apartment's worth $300,000?
Yeah, you've got to work out a bit of math of like I actually spoke to a financial advisor who Jules, your mate, has used and Sam Cave and a few others as well.
Oh, yeah, Anthony McDonald.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, shout out to Anthony.
We're doing last night. Fuck, you're
double down. Dude, he's got a business.
No, Anthony McDonald, Port Finance, Anthony McDonald is great.
No, he's a legend. He's also, I was a big fan of him playing for the Melbourne Football Club. I've caught up with him to talk about video stuff. And I was like, fuck, here he is. And what I used to watch this guy as a kid.
What did he teach you about the whole process? What was a big thing?
Planning.
How do you plan?
It's turned into a financial podcast.
Yeah, this is. We couldn't get Barefoot Investor on, so we've got Leon Shergren to give us secondhand knowledge. It's really good, though. How many show us the jam. You got the jam jars?
No, it was just looking at like budgeting, how much you spend each week and how much you can save. As opposed, and also, you know, it's essentially, it's getting the deposits the hardest part, is it saving?
Yeah. Can I not eat?
Nah, eat.
It's I'll just finish the
game. So when I last Christmas I was at a Christmas party having, you know, Christmas party chat with someone I didn't know who was a financial advisor and I was saying and I was like, oh, what's happening at the moment? How's the market? Or something like just asking random questions.
How's
like,
the market?
Then I was like, is it harder to borrow these days? He's like, it's so much harder. Everyone at our firm recently who own properties, who got funding for them in Australia, did the test or declared everything that they need to declare. No one passed.
It's hard. I end up getting, because I even though I had the money, I had to get backing from my parents just from their house because if anything went wrong, they'll take my parents' house now. So
you get a guarantor, which
guarantor, that's it. Yeah,
obviously his parents hadn't read Barefoot because they don't recommend going guarantor.
Oh, really?
He doesn't recommend.
What are you meant to do then?
Well, this is the thing. It's the thing? It's so nice that your parents have gone guarantor, and I don't think you're someone who's going to just fucking
exactly. The plot. And that's the thing. It's the kind of thing where in 2 years' time they can just go cool, take them off. There's enough proof that I'm making income to.
I thought you meant take away their house. Take it off. Take their house.
Steal their super.
Can they access the super? I'm guessing they can. Maybe.
They can. But we made sure, like, you know, to tick, just, you know, certain things.
Oh, really?
There's only a certain amount of their house.
Ah, like the asset. Oh, great. Yeah. So
you just the living room.
Bulldozer come in. Just the couch. Just going to have to downgrade the couch.
Are you owning or renting?
Nah.
Renting.
Yeah. I'm a renter.
I'm a renter as well.
You know, rent money is dent money. I think fucked.
It's all right.
It is fucked, but the place I live in, like if I literally, if I had saved and been better earlier in life, I would be able to own or at least be paying. I've lived in the same place for 4 years. That's my mortgage, what I'm paying.
You were talking about having to have like proof, like a budget sort of thing or like planning.
Yeah.
Did you work out how much you spend on alcohol a week?
No, I didn't work out an official number.
Okay.
Yeah. I put that in
entertainment. Yeah. It's like, oh my God, how many movies do you go to? You're spending $4,000.
Yeah. No, a lot.
And so tell us what was the process in the end? What was the big learning of it all?
I can give you know a t- I can give you a tip.
Okay,
That I got. So I bought in a brand new apartment building, and so a lot of people buy these off plan. So there's an empty lot. And they said there's going to be 3 years time there'll be a nice apartment building built. Mm-hmm. You can do it like a bit of a deposit, and in 3 years time you pay up. Mm. You know, so this building is just finished, and they showed me an apartment in there because someone was backing out of a sale. They changed their mind.
They bought off the plan
a few years ago. They said, "Yep, here's my $25,000 deposit," and then it got down to settlement date, and either they couldn't afford it, or the bank didn't approve the loan, or they changed their mind. They lose their deposit, $25,000.
Really? So they lost their $25,000.
They lost that. And at this point, the building just wants to sell, sell that building and get rid of it. So I just came in and said, "I'll give you this amount." So essentially, what they were selling at minus $25,000.
You're like those shows where they, you know, sell off like a storage unit. And you
storage
just get,
wars. Storage oh, wars. Yeah. Pawnbrokers.
Yeah, you get whatever's in there.
I did. Got an apartment.
So it was on the plan. You knew exactly what was in there.
Well, the thing was as well, because a lot of these people don't get to see what it looks like until it's finished.
Yeah.
But I got to go in and see what they look like completed. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it worked well. So if you look around like at other brand new buildings and ask the developers and go, hey, if anyone backs out of the sale,
anyone under financial stress.
Who's under pressure? Just have a sign at the front. Who's under pressure? We'll take it off your hands.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
slightly depressing also.
Mm. But you, but
look, there's a positive side for me.
But you were positive side aside, you were telling me that the whole experience has been a bit of a clusterfuck.
Look, it's been, I love my apartment. It's great.
One bedroom
apartment, west facing. So I face the city, great view of the city, sunset.
Mm. This is how you know if someone owns. You know the north, the west.
Oh, yeah. I never knew my directions until I owned this apartment.
I was in the.
Where's the sunrise from, mate?
The east.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, what am I? Do you know what I'm facing? If I'm facing onto Smith Street.
You're facing onto Smith Street. You're west facing.
Is that good?
It's worth
Is
more.
That where you are?
Yep.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter if it's worth more because we don't own it. But we did.
That means you're probably paying more.
Yeah, exactly. For the view. But the. When I was in the lift, a guy said, oh, where are you? West facing.
That's a very good point. I've never thought about
it. So you're west now.
And then I was like, I'm like, okay, this guy's like he owns. But then Bree and I said, because the way that our thing's designed, you sort of can see the city as well. So I said, oh, we're like city facing.
Yeah.
But then he sort of shut us down. Oh, okay. But I was expecting more, like him saying that. Like what was the reaction going to be?
Oh, I don't know.
That's good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yesterday, Instagram went down. Facebook went down.
Yep.
What happened on your show? How did you cover that one?
It happened after the show.
Ah, you didn't
cover it. So we were fine. Covered it a bit today, but...
We haven't gotten to the clusterfuck, though. Sorry, I'd interrupted, Leon. There's been clusterfucks in the apartment.
Oh, yes. No, there has, to the point where I threatened legal action today.
Oh, Jesus.
Which I'm not going to follow up with it. I'm just trying to scare them a bit. But
What does that mean?
I might. Maybe. I don't know.
Wait, so did you get lawyers involved?
Not yet.
Okay.
I just sent a very angry email.
I'm looking at legal...
Yeah, I said I'm looking into legal action.
Yeah. Okay.
So in the building, there's a car park lift. So there's three car park levels.
Stackers.
Is there not a stacker. It's a lift. So you drive your car in and you go basement one, two or three and it drives you. So it's a big lift.
Only one car at a time?
One car at a time. There's two lifts. So you drive your car in, it takes you down and then you drive out.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not like a stacker. I thought it was going to be a stacker. But so when I moved in, only one of the car lifts was working. The other one was broken. And I'd spoke to a few of the other residents and they said, hasn't been working for two and a half months. It's like, okay, that's fair. Started using it and I've only been there for 3 or 4 weeks, but there's been issues where it keeps breaking down.
Oh no.
So when it breaks down, people's cars are stuck in there. So I get up early for work and at that time in the morning, there's no transport. Mm. So I've one time turned up and I couldn't get my car out of the lift. So I've gone.
What time in the morning is this?
It's like almost 4.
And so you're stuck in this thing. So
So the car is in the car park.
Yeah.
But so I can't
get the car out. It's not even working. You can't even get to the top. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or I've had, this is happening a lot now, I've had times where I've driven back home and the car park is closed so I can't park my car in there.
Oh, that's even worse.
So I've got to park on the street.
And you get fined. Have you gotten a fine yet? I hope you're getting them all.
I've got one fine. Okay. I've kept the fine.
Great.
And I'm keeping all the Uber receipts and tax and the taxi receipts and stuff.
Uber Eats? Every time I get mad, I order a pizza.
I was fucking trapped. I felt trapped.
There have been people getting trapped in the lift for over an hour. So last night, there was a woman trapped in there for over an hour and they brought someone out to fix it and they said, yeah, it's fixed. And then this morning, someone else was trapped in there again. And it's beyond a point where I'm like, I get it. My car's stuck. I'll get to work somehow. But I don't want to be stuck in that lift.
Yeah,
like,
fuck that.
There was one guy that got stuck in there for over 2 hours and the fire brigade came eventually. Mm. And it's now at a point where I go, I spent the most amount of money I'll ever spend for a brand new building and it keeps fucking up. Mm. At what point do you start going...
I was going to say, you might spend more on the legal action.
Well, that's it. And I don't think I will have a chance for legal action. But it's like, fuck, come on.
Yeah.
Do you get phone reception in that lift?
No. So there's an emergency phone button. So it calls the lift company to send someone out. But, you know, they're taking their sweet ass time.
So I had this situation, older apartment block, a lift that actually failed and we were in the lift and it was tiny. I'm talking like, you know, like half the size of this table and maybe out to here. So a metre and a half by a metre and a half, tiny little lift. And me and two other mates got stuck in this lift in St Kilda in an old shitty apartment block
on
Grey Street.
The old ones are scary.
Yeah, it's horrible. When I was in, the new ones are as well. When I was in Paris, a lift that was no joke half the size.
I've been in those ones, yeah.
I actually decided for like five things of stairs, huge. It was like fucking so annoying with our bags. But I was like, I can't go in there. And I'm not even claustrophobic. But we got stuck in it. So we called and got pizza delivered because we were like, we can get pizza.
But how did they get it in?
It came later. So we'd already got out. We just ended up, here's the dumb thing. We ended up just chiseling open the door, like opening up the door and we could slide out. But it was dodgy.
Yeah.
But the pizza didn't arrive. We had this idea that it was going to come, they were going to slide it through. And the time that we checked that it was that we could get it slid through was that we could get out. But it was fucked. It's a horrible feeling.
Yeah.
It'd be okay in your car. Inconvenient.
I think that as well.
But okay.
Yeah. It's my worry is they say turn off your car because the fumes just start.
That's horrible.
Yeah, that would be a nightmare. That'd be something I'd forget.
Absolutely.
I'm feeling rather lightheaded.
Yeah, you do.
Help.
Yeah.
Help.
Insta stories not published because no reception.
Yeah. Just go. When they recover your body, those stories go live.
But the thing is, I'd be doing like car karaoke. I'd be having the engine on.
Carpool karaoke.
Because I think it's the only way to have the whole speaker system going. Hey, that's before I met you. And you could imagine the newspapers, right? The final post. It's a bit dark.
It's very dark.
It's a bit of a nightmare.
But and you were thinking front cover of the paper, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. I reckon when it comes to the whole lift thing, an hour's not good enough to be a great story.
An hour is a fucking long time. I think 10 minutes is long.
What about if you're in a lift with 25 people?
Who's in a lift for 25?
Like if you were at a big corporate center, they're like fucking.
Yeah, they jam them in, yeah.
Huge lifts.
Mm. I feel like, could you imagine if it was like 10 hours? Because then you've got like a real story. If you know, when you start a new business and they say, hey, this is Josh.
But what's happening now is every time I drive in and out of the car park, I'm going, is this the time it gets me? Yeah. And last night I was driving here and I was like, fuck, I really need to take a shit. I was busting to the toilet. And I thought, I was like, if I drive in here and I get stuck, there's not much room for me if I had to just go, where am I doing this? I'm not doing it in my car.
I think you'd make it work out the window. You'd have to really prove a point to them as well.
No. Guys, your lift is broken and also there's a turn in there.
In fact, do it anyway.
Good point.
Send them an invoice for a whole new seat. Just have to chuck the whole thing out potentially.
Wow.
Yeah,
apart from that, you know, it's great.
How do you know that people are getting, like, how are you keeping in contact with all the people within the building?
There's a Facebook group in the apartment building of all the people in there, which is great.
I only heard about these from when Josh lived in an apartment.
Yeah. I only realised this recently when I moved in, yeah.
Bree was still part of the one, like our old building, and she would like give us updates, like, there's issues.
So I had artificial turf installed on my balcony last week.
Yeah.
And
what do you mean installed? Don't you literally just buy the turf from Bunnings?
You can buy it and cut it, but it can look shit. Like this is proper, like landscapers measure it so it fits around everything properly. And they put it down properly so put filter in it so it, you know, stays.
Yeah. Whole apartment?
Doesn't get mold underneath.
Yeah, that sort of stuff. Doesn't fade, all that. So, and I didn't realise they put sand on it because it's filters so the rain can go through it and keep it clean. Mm-hmm. So they put the sand down and they sort of mow it into the lawn and push it down with this brush. And then they used a blower just to blow the excess sand off. Mm. And then over the weekend there was a message on the Facebook group saying, guys, have you noticed all this sand all over the balcony? It's all over my chair, my furniture and the plants and stuff.
Oh, no.
And someone else has it written, oh, yeah, it's on mine as well. I'm like apartment, blah, blah, blah. And they were above it. So I just wrote, yeah, it's on mine too. Like, technically it is, but.
Absolutely it was.
I didn't think about that there would be sand.
Do you know what happens with bins? Because our apartment block has a lot of bins and they magically get from like downstairs to upstairs.
It's different in all apartment blocks.
What kind of bins? What do you mean?
Like big industrial bins that like every level has a bin.
Oh, so we've got a chute where you drop the trash.
Are you close to the chute?
It's towards the end, which I kind of like.
You don't want to be too close to the chute.
Your apartment block has a manager. Someone's doing that for you.
I've got a manager. Yeah, every building should
have
a manager.
Except like older buildings don't. We've just got people in the building that
we've got a big industrial bins downstairs where the chutes are.
Mm. Do you do the recycling thing? Do you separate things?
The chute has recycling chutes.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Mr. 97 was over a couple of days ago and we moved. I got him to pick up all these boxes with me, all this rubbish because we'd just moved in.
Yeah.
And we went to the bin room. But the bins were gone. Do you, A, bring all the rubbish back and wait for the bins? Or B, leave it in the bin room?
I would leave it in the bin room.
Yeah, okay.
You both gronks.
You left it in the bin room, yeah.
That's why, what would you do?
Gronk move. Take it back to your apartment because then it becomes someone else's problem.
Well, that's what
it's
I was thinking.
It's the definition of a gronk.
It is the building manager's problem where the bins are.
Yeah, but you've got to just take it back to your apartment.
Well, there was a no hard rubbish sign on the ground.
Because if that was everybody's...
Yeah, I understand that would
everybody's
get real
crazy. Everybody's choice. Yeah. It would be disgusting.
But where did
you put
the bins? Where'd the bins go? They're
being emptied.
Yeah. So that was on a Wednesday. Fuck, a day and a half.
Yeah, because you got to take them down in the morning.
That's why I was wondering.
Someone then.
Well, you've got a shit building manager.
Who's doing it?
You should have a rubbish company come collect them.
Maybe should I send a legal action?
Is he on the Facebook group? Have you got a Facebook group for your?
No, I'm not on Facebook
anymore.
Maybe
you should start. Oh, there you go.
There is someone that does that at our apartment block.
Yeah.
Leaves it. Like there's a gate and if the gate's closed.
Oh, I understand. Like it's
fucking.
We've got ones that put like uncrushed cardboard boxes and like heaps of hard rubbish down there.
Yeah, Josh is looking guilty.
No, I'm actually
crush it?
Mr. 97, can you attest the fact that Bree had crushed all the boxes?
Bree had,
of course. Yeah. No, it was all fine. It was just recycling.
Yeah.
Oh, if it was actual like proper rubbish, then I wouldn't have done
it. If it was nappies and shit, you wouldn't do it. But
what do you mean?
Baby doesn't wear nappies anymore.
Why are you throwing away nappies?
Well, that's what I was saying. Like unless it was something that was real soiled and disgusting.
You bagged that up. It's a gronk.
Well, it's like when like you have like meat scraps or anything like you know like that. You put it in the bag, separate bag, tie that up, and
No, I get it.
The panic in his eyes. Then
yeah,
should I be doing that?
I think it'd be too much for you to own a place, Josh.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. But the thing is, I would get very into all the body corporate stuff.
Oh, I'm so into it, and also just like. I've never been more careful with things in my home.
Yeah.
I'll give it a year.
Are you going to body corporate meetings?
I went to the first unofficial one a few weeks ago because there's a few issues in the building. So this whole Facebook group decided to have a meeting before our body corporate's next week, I think, where they vote in everyone. So we had a few people complaining about different things. Someone from the company that runs body corporate, Strata, they turned up to the meeting. They found out about it through Facebook.
Oh, sneaky little
turned
dog.
Up and then someone actually – pointed out and said, you're not from this building.
Yeah, you have a Strata polo on.
Strata hat polo. So they had to ask him and it was, and then we all had to vote whether we wanted him to stay or not.
No.
It was amazing.
What happened?
We all voted and said, yeah, sure. Because he listened out to our problems. But it was pretty weird. Like just to like, it was a weird situation.
So how's he infiltrate the Facebook group?
Because he must have been visiting the building and there was a thing in the lift saying, hey, the owner's the residents' Facebook group.
Was it catered?
Oh, yeah, was the...
Someone bought M&M's or Maltesers or something, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice. Was it the Strata guy?
And you can tell... No, you can tell...
Everyone falls to the ground. He's fucking poisoned the whole...
There's one or two people in the residents that really just, you know, they're in charge.
Yeah,
like they were running the meeting.
Yeah.
They loved it. They were reveling in it.
That would be Josh if there was...
Yeah,
I
think I could play both parts. I think I would probably...
Would you be the guy from Fifi and Jules or would you be a new version?
I think I'd probably think, you know, I'm going to take a back seat and then someone's going to say something and I'm going to say, no, that's not how we're doing it. And then I'd probably... But I would
You'll cause a mutiny.
I'd be the type of guy to also cater.
Okay.
No, definitely. You'd be the type of guy. Okay, so we've concluded everything. Everyone all good? Any last words?
Yeah.
Okay, just pulled out his list.
Yeah,
just what you said back there, Becky.
Who's keeping minutes? Someone was keeping minutes in this meeting.
I'd be like, maybe should we get Asana, which is like a piece of the project management tool that we can also be across using Trello.
Have you had any weird interactions with people in your building?
No.
They call him.
Actually, you know what?
They call him Sandman for some reason.
There's a really great like communal rooftop on the building. And
great view. I got to see it.
Yeah, there's very really good view. And you can actually book. There's a kitchen up there with an oven and fridge. You can book like it's for a function room.
What is it called? It's a special kind of barbecue.
Communal space. Communal barbecue.
No, it's like
a teppanyaki grill.
Yeah.
Teppanyaki. Have you had teppanyaki?
Yeah, I've had.
I can look at this.
Wait, so is there actually one of the guys that
you don't have a chef there?
Okay.
It's essentially a barbecue.
But is that teppanyaki the one where they flick the?
Yeah, but they cut things and flick it at you.
Imagine me doing that on your rooftop.
The teppanyaki grill. Is it just is it different burning process or something?
It's like a stainless steel one, so you can slide things off it and shit.
It just sort of looked like a barbecue that you'd see at like the park.
Yeah, that's it.
They've tried to do the.
They've tried to make it sound fancy.
It's got a teppanyaki grill.
Is that literally what it is?
Pretty much.
Because the teppanyaki, I thought this is. I don't know.
You know what? I think
a
teppanyaki is a different grill.
Okay.
I don't know. Either way, so someone in like the first week I was there, actually the first day, the Saturday I was moving in, on the Facebook group, they said, "Hey guys, I booked the whole rooftop for my party tonight. So just let you know, you can't really come up between 4 and 9 or whatever it was, or 5 and 9.
Can they do that?"
And everyone was like, "Hold up, what are you like? You can't book the whole fucking rooftop.
We don't even have a body corporate yet. Where the fuck did you book this to?"
No, there's a booking portal you can go to.
Oh, that's cool.
But it was just for the function room, like the one area.
Yeah.
Not the whole fucking rooftop. Because if you, like, there's, 100 apartments there, you would never be able to go on the rooftop. Like, literally. People would book it every weekend.
Oz Stereo would do all their world famous
rooftop. I want to do a world famous rooftop. Absolutely. From up there.
That would be great.
It would be good. Get her cheering up there.
It would be really nice.
And so what happened?
The whole Facebook group revolted on her.
Okay.
Oh. And she was like, "Oh, I didn't know. I was like, "Well, have some fucking common sense. Yeah. Think about it."
And did everyone rock up?
But I booked catering, I booked drinks and stuff. And I messaged saying, "Hey, I've just moved in today and I was hoping to have drinks on the rooftop." And she's like,
"What's
you
the
can come after 9. And I'm like, "No, I'm coming up before then."
You can come go up after there. 9.
She this found my apartment chick. Later on that day.
Just and followed came and the sand trails. She knocked.
Came and apologized. And she goes, "But also, you know, if you want to come up afterwards or just text me if you want to come up." I was like, "I'm not texting you to come up."
Fuck.
So I ended up coming. I made a point of going up during her party and like absolutely catering going around.
Was it
helping yourself to the sushi from the teppanyaki?
She'd actually apologized to everyone saying, "Hey guys, didn't realize, you know, it's all good." And then later on, she printed signs up and put it in lift saying rooftop closed between 5 and 9. She's just like really dug a hole.
Unless the fucking cheek on that little girl.
Unless that's a brilliant troll by someone else to make everyone really hate her.
Yeah, it was the Strata guy.
Yeah. He's starting all these rumors.
It was actually great because I had friends come that day just to come look at the rooftop and have a drink up there.
So
then when they turned up, they were like, "Every Saturday, is there always an acoustic guitarist and catering wandering around the rooftop?"
Was there an acoustic performance? Yeah, that's nice. Do you reckon she would have needed a permit technically for what she was pulling? How many people were there?
No, it would have been, it wasn't that many. So she didn't need the whole fucking rooftop anyway. She had no friends.
And was it just a friend performing?
Or? Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Surely you did this as a phoner on the show.
No, because I just moved in. I didn't want to ruffle feathers.
Yeah.
I should do it now.
As if, like, I've seen the selling point for a lot of these new apartments is the rooftop space. There's so many.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So as if this isn't happening.
It's because the apartments all over the joint are so small. So they're like, fuck, we need to have this big spot for everyone to go.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty good though. It's got a rooftop cinema. It's got a projector screen.
What?
And you can plug your laptop in or it's got Foxtel or internet or.
So do you have to book that out?
You can book that, yeah.
Do you reckon you'd get done for watching Pornhub on there?
Haven't yet.
I wonder if that's a conversation. In the communals, everyone comes out.
Yeah. Right? I booked it, guys.
Yeah, exactly. I booked
it. You don't have to watch it.
This sounds weird. Have you noticed driving that like police are now doing real creepy like sneak ups to cars and looking in?
I've been done.
Yeah, I got done. Sad state of affairs.
Were they like both when they were on motorbikes?
Mine was a cycle, a bike. I was like, can I outrun him?
I saw this creepy cyclist. He's literally hiding behind a tree on Punt Road. Creeps out. He's like, and then strolls up sniffing? And he's like, sniffing? Yeah. Add to the effect.
Yeah,
okay. Oh, okay.
Both creepiness. Guys, you haven't had your dim sims.
No, we have. Way. So, oh no, we haven't.
I'm just.
Waiting. I'm fine for the moment. I'm telling you a story, mate.
Oh, you're telling a story. Have a bite.
Yeah, have a bite. So, I'm watching this guy. I'm like, I'm almost about to hold the horn down to let this person know because he's at the back of the car. He's like literally just like hiding out of position, and then he walks around. And he just puts his arm into the window. Like he's what? Like almost got his hands in there. And I was thinking, this guy's fucked. Nothing happened. He must have had a conversation and said, be careful, mate. Don't do that. We're watching. And he drove off. But I was thinking yesterday driving, I'd love to start trolling these people. So they're looking for people to who have got their
looking down.
Yeah, their eyesight looking down. But I thought, what if you got a fake penis and had it coming out of a short?
I'm so sorry.
Out of your shorts.
No good story starts with... What about if we got a fake
penis? If you go to that much effort, just get your actual cock out.
At that point, isn't it?
So I'm going to go to an adult store and buy a dildo.
This is my legit thought yesterday. What if you do that? And then my head went into, would that be illegal if you had a fake penis and they thought, but then I said,
sorry, sir, you've got a fine for fiddling with yourself while driving.
But then I was like, would you get in trouble if you were actually fiddling with yourself?
Yeah, public indecency, surely.
But no, what if no one's seeing
it?
Like,
well, he's seeing it, obviously.
Yeah, but he's walked up like a creep to look in my window. Not that I do this.
Mm. Well, maybe there's only one way to find out.
I mean, it's a good question. Like, there's a guy downstairs who 13 knives, he makes knives.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Really amazing. Like, you can get like a whole chef set. I was very tempted, but like a whole chef set.
Takes him 25 hours to make a knife
like
or something.
Like $3,500 for a whole, it's crazy. Anyway. I was asking him about like how you can take the knife home because you're technically not allowed to carry knives.
Yeah.
And what he was saying was because if you're a chef or whatever, you can say I'm a chef and do all that sort of thing. But I wonder what happens with sex toys and carrying them. The difference between
as in
if it is public indecent, like if it's not
so
okay.
So you're saying you've bought a sex toy and you want
a sex
toy,
walk home
with it.
Walk home.
Put it in a bag.
No, you can do what you want with a sex toy.
Well, no, I don't think you can.
What do you mean? Well, I used to drive down Chapel Street with a huge black dildo.
Different time.
I work with
ginormous
footballer Brendan Favola, who famously got in trouble on a muck-up day. What do they call it?
Mad Monday.
For running through Federation Square with a giant dildo.
Just in his hand.
In his hand.
He was also in a dress.
Well, there was that as well.
I don't think that's... that's I think not, it's dress.
No, he fine. Was like in a... he looked like I a think, coup.
And he was also he very looked, inebriated.
Yeah, so he looked like he was causing mayhem. He didn't look like...
What was he done for?
Public indecency, I think. Yeah. And maybe drunk and disorderly.
Yeah, that one.
Just on... What are the rules with the phone? Because I've read a few different things... Because after I got the fine on my phone, I got like a dock for my dash.
Like a quad lock.
Yeah. So you put your phone there.
Yeah.
I've heard that you can use your phone.
No.
In Victoria, you cannot touch.
You can't touch.
Can't touch the device.
Even with
you
the.
You're correct.
The cop told me.
No, the cop is full of shit.
Yeah. Well, he fined me, so.
He's trying to set you up again. You can't
touch. So even if I had a Jeep, use a GPS.
No. Yeah. Absolutely not. You can't.
What about Uber drivers? They use it.
Yeah, they're loose as fuck.
No, but that's the actual system you need when you're an Uber driver.
But as an Uber driver,
can you look that up?
No, but as an Uber driver, you should be able to do it all before you leave. So you person gets in, accept ride, and then go.
Because sometimes you change route and you've got to accept that, or you've got to accept your next customer as you're driving.
It's interesting. I don't think.
I think you're allowed to use GPS.
I've asked Mr. 97 to have a look.
Because I remember looking that up loosely, but then...
Loosely. I remember looking up loosely.
Well, there's so many fucking blogs saying all different things. But what I could work out was GPS and music, if it's in a cradle, But then anything else you can't. But then, if a cop pulled you over and you're, scrolling through Instagram all of a sudden your cradle... You can just flick it back to GPS and go, I was just using my map.
Mate, I've seen police just on the phone like this, just fully holding.
But a current affair, remember, I think I've spoken about this. They did a whole report on the fact that you can't eat while you drive.
Really?
You can't even have a water bottle and be drinking it. That is illegal in a lot of states.
I saw a bloke eating a full bowl of cereal with noise-cancelling headphones on driving down the highway.
That's ridiculous.
That was outrageous. He was living his best life. He was laughing. He was probably obviously listening to something funny. Not the first 15 minutes of this one, but the later period, it peaks.
The Leon, have you got any suggestions in regards to the podcast? You got a good mind for content.
Tighten it up.
I feel it's like
no, very quick to that piece.
A podcast is completely different to radio, though. That's mm-hmm. the thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So there's nothing that we.
So the exact opposite of tightening up. That's
you know what? If anyone says tighten up, I say double speed it, exactly. And then you've got your tightening. Absolutely. Tighten show.
Absolutely.
Loosen it up. I do like that.
Loosen up half speed.
Have we got the answer?
Yeah, you can use it for music and audio, music and GPS.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
So but it has to be secured.
Yeah.
And the driver can't be touching any part of the phone.
Yeah.
Well, how do you?
It's yeah. So you can have it up there,
but you just can't touch it.
That's a real grey area.
You may have
to worry about if it's a fake cock.
Would you like some cake? Yeah. but you can't touch it.
But you can.
If the cock is attached, you can't touch it.
No, but that I think that's pretty clear. What it's saying is, you can't be FaceTiming with the phone, which I've done a lot.
Oh, not FaceTime. I was thinking he was meaning FaceTime. He just means not as in FaceTiming people while driving.
Yes.
You
what
meant
did
that?
You think I meant?
I thought you meant that, but I was like, no, surely you didn't mean that.
If I'm driving and
who the fuck's FaceTiming while driving?
Matt DiVella, I FaceTimed him that time.
Yeah, he's fucking stupid. Dangerous. Yeah,
but I was the one doing it. Did you
yeah,
say
he? Sounds dangerous.
No, you're stupid. He's just at home on the couch probably.
It's true. No, what were you going
to
say?
I was now? Just saying that I feel like if you're driving and you know where you need to be and you've got to put an address in, you should be able to put that in your GPS if it's on a cradle. Mm.
What the hell happened
I'd
back
I'd probably
in,
wait till you're at the traffic lights.
Yes, back at Melway days though, which was
my dad used to fucking book. Drive it like with it on his lap and go, oh, just flick around and look where he's...
Bit of this in front of the...
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I fucking can't see it.
Mm. The DJing that you're doing...
Oh, yes.
So
good segue. Actually, I've got some advice. Yeah. Segue.
No, so... Tommy mentioned at the start of the show, DJ
Shergren. Oh, DJ Shergs.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. So how the fuck did you, one, become a DJ, and two... Can you explain, is a DJ like as in blue light disco, play music? No. Play
so
music.
Where was the last blue light disco you went to?
I never went to blue lights. I only went to the school organised ones. Yeah. But the school organised ones, I did DJ and I played the song. In grade 6, I played the song Baked Beans by Mother Goose.
Don't know it.
Baked never beans, heard it. Baked beans, baked beans, baked beans. I'm going to tell you a little story.
Jeez.
Who was that?
It's a really...
Can I find it on
Spotify? Yeah, well, can you just bring up the lyrics? Because I don't want to get a copyright infringement for playing the music.
Oh, of course.
But if you can play... If I can get the Mother Goose lyrics...
No, I would probably not prefer. I'd probably not.
Do you think Mother
that.
Goose is going to come after you?
Mother Goose Club?
Potentially. No.
Is it so, Mother Goose?
Mother Goose.
Baked Beans. Mother Goose.
Baked in the Beans. 70s. No, it's a very good song. Stand by. But anyway, can I not play it, please? But can you just explain? So, what happened with me, by the way, was I played this song.
And everyone left.
Yeah, well, I thought it would be funny. I was like mid disco. I said, everyone, lay down.
The fucking,
it sounds like a cult.
Yeah. The DJ.
I was like,
but Jim Martin, Jones yeah. before he gave him
it's
the
not
the
yoga.
Oil.
And the thing was, there was some like real sick units in my primary school or whatever. And they were like so pissed off because they were playing all this like da 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 type of music. And then I went in, yeah, that sort of tune. And so anyway, it didn't go down that very well. But Baked Beans. I actually know all the. I knew all the words, and if I just have the beginning, I'll be able to do it. And it's going
no,
to be
we don't
worth
want
it.
You to do it. That's no. the main point. Tell your story.
Yeah, yeah.
He asked you about getting into DJ.
Okay, so I have been DJing, but I don't think I'm an actual DJ. Like my friend well, owns
does.
A bar on Johnson Street called Fifi's, which is next to the Bendigo Hotel.
Yeah.
And I used to go in there a lot, and the owner, she, we were talking about music. She said, "Oh, why don't you jump behind the decks one time?" I was like, "Yeah, I don't know how to DJ." She goes, "That's fine, just like make a Spotify playlist and just, you know."
That's what all the others do.
Yeah. So I did that a few times and she was paying me to do it.
Really?
And then now one of my best friends has just opened a bar on Smith Street called The Lame Duck. And she's like, "Oh, can you come DJ at my bar?" And I'm like, "Sure, I'm not a DJ. Like I don't know how to DJ." And I was doing the same thing using Spotify and sort of curating it on the go and reading the vibe. It's like 60s, 70s, 80s dive bar kind of thing.
Do you minimise any time someone comes over to request a song just so they don't know that you're
then
fucking...
I'm looking at porn. Well,
exactly. No, but like Spotify, I'm guessing there's probably people that would Like if I saw that the DJ was using Spotify from a credibility point of view.
Well, but I also was never saying that I'm an actual DJ.
But like, did you feel the pressure to all of a sudden say, you know what, I'm going to start pressing some buttons?
Well, no, and since then I've taught myself how to use the decks.
Oh, great.
Which is good. I'm not great, but
yeah.
I absolutely nail song selection.
Yeah,
and I'm getting better with, you know, curating and stuff.
So do you, what do you actually do? What does the deck do for you? Does it help with transition of songs?
Yes.
Do you do beats so per minute?
You have both sides and you have, you know, USB, and I usually connect a laptop.
It's mic.
Sorry, yeah, mic technique. Connect a laptop or another USB, and it's beat matching. It reads BPM, and you can find similar songs beat matched or like speed and slow it, speed it down, slow it up, or other way around. But yeah, and then, yeah, it's just I've been enjoying it. And I was supposed to DJ at the Grand Prix today. I've been getting gigs. I got a gig to DJ at the Melbourne Cup. I was busy. I couldn't do that one. I was supposed to do the Grand Prix today and I backed out because I was like, again, I'm not a DJ. That's like, I don't think you realize.
Was it like a marquee or what was it?
Like,
can you say what the brand was?
Okay, Red Bull. Like, it was a big brand. Like, do you know, have you ever seen those giant, like, the black Red Bull ATV trucks?
Uh-huh. Yeah, they're sick.
And they have the roofs that lift up and there's DJ decks that come out of it. They wanted me to do that.
Who's this through?
A media company threw someone at my work.
Okay.
And what's what do you wear when you do? Do you wear one of your shirts?
Yeah, you wear a colourful shirt usually.
Because that's one thing.
Why don't you pop in tomorrow night? I'm DJing tomorrow night.
Well, I think that'd be great.
What do I teach you?
Show we content.
Why don't you? I'll drop Mother Duck, honest, whatever it's called, Mother Goose.
Mother Goose. Baked Beans, Mother Goose. I got a little song entitled Baked Beans.
Can you drop it? See what? Get a sample.
What if I video? I'll drop it. And
baked Beans, Baked Beans, Baked Beans, Baked Beans. Seriously, can you go on Spotify, viewers and listeners, and type in Mother Goose Baked Beans and just. Imagine being at a disco listening
where
to that
you're
song.
Singing it. Did you sing it? Did you get on the mic?
No, I didn't get on the mic.
Oh, right.
But I was ridiculed. And I just remember having to have conversations.
Ridiculed. It's really like
if you fuck it up.
Have you DJed before? I feel like you've DJed.
Yeah, I bought DJ decks.
Yeah.
And my mate used to have a DJ business. My brother's DJ. They've got like all
good
the
money.
Gear.
Did you have CD? We had
CDJs, turntables. My brother's got this thing called Tractor.
Oh yeah,
fucking sick. It's like making it easier to DJ.
You have a thing called Record Box.
You're literally seeing two tracks.
That's it.
And you're seeing where the beat hits this center point. You could even do it, Josh.
Yeah.
Well,
just like.
Do you ever talk on the microphone?
No, I'd love to. You yell a lot.
Oh, what do you mean?
I love songs where if you get them drunk enough and like whipped up in a bit of a frenzy, like
yeah. How do you get songs them drunk like, enough?
Well, get another later, drink.
The bar's open at 4 that I DJ
crank
to.
The
so
heat
it's
up.
Like, yeah. But things like Somebody to Love by Queen. Do you know that song? Yeah.
Somebody, 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 somebody.
Yes, that's the one. Mm-hmm. And there's a part at the end of the song where it's like the clapping sort of bit.
Yeah.
You get people to stamp their feet and clap along. Like you can get people up and going. Like it's such a fucking rush. It's great.
You're just controlling them.
Like Blister in the Sun, Blister in the Sun, that song. And then bring them back up when it's loud.
Have you watched the Avicii documentary?
No, that didn't end well for him.
Super sad. Yeah. No. Yeah, you know the end. He dies.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah.
He dies.
Well, I'm trying to rev myself up to watch this Michael Jackson.
There's no revving up for it, mate.
There's actually no warm up.
You don't want a high before you watch that to get a low.
Have you watched
you'll
it?
Be, yes. Yeah.
Did we mention
coming lower?
Did we mention, Tommy, that when we were at a TAFE the other day, we were explaining what we do and someone said, have you ever said anything that you regretted or anything like that? And Tommy minced his words and said,
"No, I didn't mince my words." He said,
"Oh, look, I the other day I was playing devil's advocate for pedophiles on the show."
Leon, I can't remember specifically what I was saying, but I was.
But you didn't do that, so it's.
But hang
you
on,
were
no,
never
I
playing
think I
devil's
did.
Advocate for pedophiles.
I think I was saying, a counter side for someone who may have been in that position. So it could have come across like I was playing devil's advocate saying, I don't agree with anything that pedophiles do.
Yeah, but what were you saying?
I'll have to listen back, but I just remember because you made a comment after the show saying, you said
you could cut that out or whatever.
They could, no, you said someone could take that and take it out of context. And so that's my point. If I'm to say, well, fuck, okay. I don't agree with any of these fuckwits. But what if there was another side to this bit here? I can't remember what I was saying, but
See, but there are valid arguments about these two that are claiming sexual abuse, but it's so icky. Like there's,
I just feel
I said even if it was 5% true, 1% true, it's fucked. Like so, even if it wasn't the full extent to what they said on that documentary, small bit. Oh, it's disgusting.
We actually had a conversation at the bar that I've been DJing at about not playing MJ anymore. Just because it's a weird thing, because a lot of people, it's really mixed people.
I wouldn't play MJ anyway. And I just feel like, nah.
Mate, yeah.
Queen, I'd be in the
room. Sorry, if you played Baked Beans.
Yeah.
No, but
if something, I mean, the thing is, Freddie Mercury was a bit of a dirty bastard, but not a pedophile.
Okay.
Was he? He was very like he had like five like big orgies and stuff like that. But I guess it's all
most rock stars in the '70s did. I think.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
Bowie, Mick Jagger.
Yeah, they were
all Michael Jackson. Yeah. Just not the ones that everyone else liked.
Okay, no, I guess. So have you seen the doco?
I watched the first half of the first hour of the first half, and I couldn't. It was too much.
Yeah, yeah, it's horrible. What did you guys talk about it on your show?
Yeah, we have. Just about if your views have changed after watching the documentary.
About Michael
Jackson.
It's
kind of mixed. A lot of people still think he's innocent. Some people... I've got a friend who's got a full-length tattoo of Michael Jackson on her torso. And I'm like, I don't know how to bring it up with her. Like, how do you feel about that tattoo now?
Even I bet if, she's even thinking if about it.
Absolutely. Well, he's still proven not guilty at this point. You know, but still, there's a lot of stigma.
But there's that legal thing, but then there's also just common sense, right?
Yeah.
And so I think that's – I heard.
I personally think it was just weird that he was having little boys sleep in his bed as an adult. That's
– Well, if it stopped there, that's weird. If it just exactly stopped at him that's doing exactly that, that's fucked up.
Yeah, there's some lot of things to consider.
Do you think that with the DJing stuff
– You're going to leave the show? Absolutely. Fevin Byron show.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, do you think you that maybe, maybe next year do you think that you would do the Grand Prix? Like you would actually
– I think, yeah, I'm trying to get my skills up a bit more. You know,
I'm going to take that out of context and imply that you are going to do the Grand Prix.
Booked for 2020 Grand Prix.
Yeah.
Melbourne.
Getting the paid launch. $40 million like as one of the race car drivers.
Me and Dead Mouse.
He's Dead Mouse.
He's a DJ.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I thought that was
a culture again.
No, I thought that was a name for Dan Ricciardo. Daniel Ricciardo.
Dead Mouse.
I do like that though.
I did have an idea a few years ago. Where I was before I even started doing DJing, but I saw a...
Can you stop doing it? Every time you say DJing and you do the little things with the quotation like thing? Spotify.
Spotifying.
I hope you at least have a premium account.
No, yeah, I do. Okay, I was at a party recently and they didn't have a premium account. It was really annoying.
No, that's weird.
But I had an idea for a DJ sort of to do a show called Walt DJ, which is... A DJ set that just plays Disney songs.
Oh, that's cool.
You'd be sued.
I got to the point. Well, that's the thing. I've got an Instagram account, a Twitter account, and Facebook.
Walt DJ.
Yeah.
I don't know if Walt would be trademarked,
but playing his music.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you couldn't do it as an official. You'd do a few sort of at bar local bars and stuff, but you couldn't make money off it.
Yeah.
The idea would be to do a set full of songs, but like a lot of props involved. So like when Under the Sea's on, get a bubble gun.
That's a good idea. Mickey Mouse head.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse head. You know, you could walk out with Fantasia with the robes on.
Hilary Duff was Disney as well. Lizzie McGuire.
I watched Lizzie McGuire.
Did you see the film?
Lizzie McGuire.
Yeah.
No, I didn't actually.
It was actually a very good film.
For the films that Josh has seen.
Yeah. It was up there. It's no Schindler's List.
It was in Europe.
Haven't seen Schindler's List.
No, I haven't.
It's very different.
I get that.
Well, we should have a movie night up on your
my rooftop.
Rooftop. We'll book out the whole joint.
Book the whole
Tell Jenny from apartment 302 to fuck off.
Do you think we could
we've got the full thing.
Could we do a outside broadcast from
if you want.
Your rooftop?
Absolutely.
How many people do you reckon we could fit comfortably?
How
Just
many
give
are
us
you
a
bringing?
Number. I mean,
we've got big numbers.
How many do you reckon?
I don't know. 100 and something?
100 and something. I reckon let's bring 15 just to be
15.
Be respectful.
What are you
Mason's,
doing up there?
Mason's we'll girlfriend, do a show. If he lands one.
Fat
in the
Friday.
Next
we'll do
weeks.
A Fat Fridays. Yeah. We'll use the teppanyaki barbecue.
We'll do the teppanyaki grill. Okay.
That could be fun. And because I'm guessing afternoons
are good. Empty on the afternoon.
And good for you as well because you've done with the show.
Exactly. Yeah.
What do you, with in regards to radio and producing and all that sort of thing, you've peaked in some Thanks. Regards. Well, you have.
It's down from here, buddy.
You've got the top producing role in Melbourne, really.
Yeah.
So what do you reckon you could do next? What's on the cards?
I want to keep producing for a little while because I love content. Because I feel like the higher you go up, the less you get to actually create content. So I think for a while I'm still happy where I am. And then by the time that I move on from that, I feel like radio will be different anyway. So there'll be different roles or a different job. So I don't plan too far ahead. I don't like that.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for Mr. 97? Maybe the reason he's on his phone is because he's
bored.
No, he's actually writing in. What have you? So he writes down.
You got a date, or are you just writing notes?
Oh, have you? You got a match?
No, he writes notes. So can you tell us what's on today's show?
God.
So that's his task, to sort of take notes.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been filtered down. Leon's first jobs: Getflix debt collectors, Our Fat Fridays order. 18 Dimsins, Malvern Place, to figure out where it is for Josh.
Thank you.
Financial advice with Leon, Josh's bin problem, unofficial buddy corporate meetings, new apartment problems, new breed of cops, the Michael Jackson documentary, producing Fifi, Fev and Dave.
And Byron.
Dave left a while back.
Forgive him though. When was the last time you listened to a radio?
So I haven't even listened to Fifi.
Well, he does. Yeah. You're not coming in now.
It's actually, that's an interesting perspective that I guess you can gain from someone who doesn't listen. He's a kid that's grown up never listening and then comes into one of the biggest shows in Melbourne. It's like, I'm
so fascinated. About the Daily Talk Show?
I'm so fascinated for Masson, Mr. 97.
Do you call him Masson?
Masson. Yeah.
You're full rattled.
I'm looking forward to hearing what he thinks about the experience, because we've been in the bubble, we've been there.
Well, I reckon there's so much, because there's heaps of things that I want to bring in from a professionalism point of view that, like, when working with you, Leon, just the way that you – do you still do the one pages and shit for guests, all that sort of thing? Well, I mean, what is a –
was there a one pager for me today?
Absolutely not. No. Well, what we'll actually discuss –
one pager, the dumpling menu.
Yeah.
No, we'd spoken about, like, oh, do we want to do one pages? If you're producing your own show, do you need it? Is it going to – do you lean on it too much? Have you found a balance where it's like sometimes talent will use one pages too much and go into an interview blind? Or
no, our guys are pretty good. Like, they just need the hard facts about someone, but then they have their own ideas and questions about things and we throw ideas around beforehand.
Have you ever fucked it where you've put something in a one-pager that's not true?
Oh, yeah. I still remember the best one. It was Jules, your mate Jules, when I was on Fifi and Jules. They were going to play a game. Like, it was like a Would You Rather game.
Yeah.
And it was with Simon Pegg and Nick Frost. So the guys from Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz. Nick Frost is in that new Fighting With My Family movie. It was a hypothetical about would you rather something with blah, 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 or something with your dad. Uh-oh. And Nick Frost was like, well, my dad died 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
And the studio was just ice cold.
And what happened?
Jules just sort of shrunk into a hole. And
was that from the one pager? Did you come up with that idea?
Was
no.
It me? I don't know.
Who was it?
It was on.
I can't remember who it was.
Was it Josh Jansen, character?
It could have been.
I would have not have been allowed to do anything for the one.
No,
pager.
He wasn't allowed anywhere near the show.
It would have been Kerry. Definitely would have been Kerry.
And who took the blame? How did Jules react?
I think Jules did.
Well, he's
well. Nick Frost's famous words were, "Never assume someone's parents are alive, guys."
Yeah, he said
Which
that.
It's a good point. Like, anytime, I feel like,
Tommy, you would be someone to assume that someone's parents.
No, I'm rather careful.
Yeah, I'm pretty careful now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'd probably be the person to fuck it up.
He's good.
Good. Actually. Good. Just want to check.
I could fuck it up, but I'd own it, I think.
How do you own it?
You just I'm sorry. Fuck. I'm so sorry, dude. That's shit. That's all you get.
Again, how are they supposed to know?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of things about them they wouldn't be able to know. So
I think I'd be more uncomfortable, like, If that was me, that something, like, if I was in situation, say if one of my parents passed away, and then certain things like Mother's Day and it'd be like, oh, like, part of the anxiety for me would be more around, like, people saying shit and then having to be like, I think I'd just pretend.
Yeah. Just pretend. Well, I think people end up being
You'd pretend
sometimes.
Yeah, be like, Mum's good. Yeah, I got a like another mug. Didn't like it that much.
Far out.
Because I'd prefer to make them feel comfortable.
But that's like.
Yeah. But then where it falls over, it's like, ah, she should come round for dinner.
Yeah, that's it. And then then your life becomes a plot of a sitcom.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. Then I become character Josh. Not real Josh. We got some emails.
Yeah, we got heaps of emails. We're talking about Cadbury cream eggs. Wayne Peters has blown that lid fucking wide open.
He's also Tommy's just loving the last name today.
Anyway.
Apparently he's in witness protection, which is good.
So hang on. In radio,
yeah.
This is where I draw that from. The
Would you say last names in radio?
No. Okay, I said his last name. I've said his last name before. We say his last name on Twitter. We tag him on Instagram.
We don't have his last name. It could be a fake last name.
Well, it's not. But in radio you always say, oh, it's Linda from Maroopna.
Yeah, exactly. Or,
which is what I said yesterday, which you pulled me up on. I said it's Hayley from Wangaratta or something like that. Anyway.
A lot of regional listeners, don't you?
Yeah. I'm just pulling myself back to those Shepparton days. Wayne has said... Cadbury cream eggs originated in the UK in the early 60s.
But so then he sent a link to Wikipedia, which based on the fact that they were marking you as a promotional page rather than an official one, I think it's fake news.
Yeah, it's definitely – it's shit resources. But that's interesting that, yeah, they're from the UK as well.
It feels like a UK thing.
Yeah. Well, why?
What do you? I don't know. I feel like I remember there being TV commercials for Cadbury cream egg when we were younger and it was a UK – ad.
Mm. Yeah, like a British, like the Cadbury. Yeah. I imagine it being like a Jeeves.
Butler. As in like a smarmy little fucking kid.
Yeah.
No, like an old.
Yeah, a little posh kid.
Yeah.
We also got one from Kay over in London. Keep up the great work. We've got quite a few people listening in London or the UK.
Have you taken the show to – you've been to the US.
We've been to the US.
You've been to the US. I've done the show from London from an Airbnb.
You had a holiday while he had to work still.
It's true. That's what happened.
Right.
Any others? Was that? That
oh,
was
we got a bunch coming through. It's all different ones.
We'll
so.
Get to it on Monday. But hi at thedailytalkshow.com. We have stickers. You can still get stickers.
This is the last day. So within Friday, that will probably bleed into the weekend. Mm-hmm. We actually have to keep it going Friday, but then it will be tomorrow over in the US and the UK. It becomes Friday. So if it's Friday and you're listening to this, send through hi at thedailytalkshow. Stickers in the subject line. And. You'll get some stickers. Oh, give us your address.
Yeah, in the body of your email.
We need that.
Shokes, would you?
Will we do a mail drop for everyone in my apartment building of your stickers?
That could be good.
Would you do that?
Oh, no, fuck off. No, I've just told all these stories. I don't want any of them to listen to this.
Could you please?
No.
What do you think about that, me doing a mail drop with stickers in my apartment thing?
Well, should do that.
But I think you need – oh, you think people will look it up. They'll go, it says there our names. It says
I reckon
the
Daily Talk Show. If you put it in 100 letterboxes, you'd get 3 or 4 curious people.
We've got a lot of stickers.
It's some old school marketing, on the ground approach.
I'll do a mail drop.
Mail drop with listen to the Daily Talk Show. Here it is. Here's who we have on. Love you to listen. It's super just, old
it
school.
It does give
old
me
school, anxiety. But people would go, shit, yeah, that's great.
It gives me anxiety to think that it's in the building that I'm in, though.
Don't do the building.
That's why I feel comfortable doing it in your building. Because it's like, hang on, they'll look up and they'll look at the Instagram and they'll be like, oh, that Josh that like is weird in the lift, like that's him, and they'll know.
Let's just go some other buildings, all right,
just
guys?
Just go another building or just go houses.
Well, actually, that's the thing. The unique thing about the apartment block that I'm in is the letterbox. Mm. It's actually it's all just connected. My old apartment block – the letterbox was past the security. You had to go through a security thing.
Same with mine, yeah.
The one at our new apartment, I was wondering, I'm like, we get so many flyers and it's because it's before security.
And it's also because you don't put junk mail, please. Yeah. You haven't put a sticker on there.
Well, I didn't have it at the last place. Because
you had the fucking door, dude. Yeah, exactly. You had the junk mail filter.
Yeah. Why don't you do a mail drop near universities? Because
that's a good idea.
Students listen to podcasts all the time.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was saying to Mr. 97.
This is what your EP should be sorting out.
Yeah, Can you whip up a flyer on some program and get it done?
Yeah. Was that
out by the weekend?
Sounds confident.
No, but I said to Mr. 97, I like the idea of we did a show at a TAFE. It was like a demo show.
Oh, yeah.
What about if we were to do like one a fortnight at a different TAFE?
They'd have to have us and want us to be there.
But if we were to say, hey, media and comms.
I think it's a good way. You're meeting people who are wanting to become content creators. Yeah. And podcasters. So it is. They're primed to listen to your show. Mm. So it's a good way for us to get people to listen.
Would you DJ if we did an
opening set?
if we do an event at some point.
Yeah, I'd DJ.
Would you do
DJ it?
And so how would you if I was to say you're doing a 20-minute set?
Yep.
How would you break that up, do you think?
Depends on the audience, depends on the location, the time, mm-hmm. if people are drunk or not.
Okay. If I said I like Queen.
Yeah.
And then you'd say just Queen. And I love
cover
songs. I
can do a Queen
songs.
Medley for you.
Queen cover song. Just.
Oh, it's really niche, but if you want.
Yeah.
This fun. Is why you're not a DJ. Yeah.
But I think
they really narrow down your selection.
Are you a cover? Do you like covers? Do you play
covers? I love
covers
myself. I don't play them because people want familiarity.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. All right. It's a daily talk show. Leon Sjogren.
Thank you. DJ Sjogs.
DJ, are you on Instagram?
Yeah, Leon Sjogren.
No, but I thought you'd be DJ Sjogren. Are you DJ Sjogs anywhere? Have you got the domain name?
On the posters for my friend's bar, yeah.
Have you got the domain name?
No,
I feel like if
that.
You're serious about it, if we want to turn it into...
Yeah, maybe
if we want it to be a good, successful venture...
Go check out my friend's bar. If you're in Collingwood, the Lame Duck.
Lame Duck.
Fitzroy Collingwood on Smith Street.
Smith Street. Which part of Smith Street?
Corner of Smith and Gertrude.
And we also just need to quickly get an update. Mr. 97, what do you think of the Dim Sim for the first time ever?
I actually really liked it. I've had a South Melbourne one.
They're good.
Yeah.
They're pretty yummy.
Better than the dumpling?
Give us a bit more than that, would you?
Yeah, better than the dumpling, yeah.
ABC.
What else?
Always be content.
Come on.
I thought Dim Sims were meant to be like soft.
You can get like boiled or steamed Dim Sims. Much like dumplings, you can get fried and steamed. You can get fried and steamed Dim Sims.
Fuck, we're blowing his mind every week.
Any
new thing here?
Date updates?
Oh, he's got one. Look at him.
He's trying to smile.
Well, I had one.
This weekend. No, next week. Next Tuesday.
Really next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
That's nice.
What's Tuesday? Taking them to a...
a movie or something?
Half price movie?
We'll have to see. Afternoon.
Afternoon.
The first one or is it a meeting again?
No. First date, yeah.
Okay. First date of the second of his life. Yep. Well,
huge. We'll clap that.
Yeah well, well done.
Good luck, Mr. 97. It's a daily talk show.
I'm proud of his date as well.
Please don't. Have a good one, guys. We'll see you Monday.
See you, guys.